there. At last. Is it possible to entertain within the ideas of demonstration of a cumulative nature about, I want you to see this real early, stem cells, that you're going to let me come into a particular proceeding in space and in time where I will appear to you to be a body form. You see that? This is the whole idea now of the activity of the possibility of the conversion of ourselves, that I need demonstrate to you, a little trust here, not so much in the idea of the manner in which I am converting myself, but rather in the particulars, look with me, of the consciousness of my mind, in the manner in which I intend to represent to you a divine and perfect correspondent of the instantaneous realization that there's a new you waiting for you, look with me, in a momentary exchange that we have with our body formulation, in the idea that the research in the science of the activity of the healing capacity of our minds, if you'll trust me with this, has been exposed in the simple provision of the possibility, look with me, that the physical idea, once more, I love it, it appeared, believe it or not, in National Geographic. What a joy. The idea of geographic of association of time are going to offer ideas about how stem cells within the associations of conversion of light that are possible within the frequencies of our demonstration. Here we are again with geographic ideas, that the mindfulness of you is much more active in proceedings of illuminate self-recognition within your own mind by the conversion of the thought process by which you recognize in the DNA, as I just saw you do here, the multiple possibility, we call this quantum, okay, in your association of a cellular association with your mind, what happens? We're beginning to exchange a process, remember, in the many splendid idea of my love for you at this time. Remember when we offered you a solution based on all of the evidence that you have about your stem cell? Or my concern is only how much my love for you can be demonstrated now in the realization of a momentary exchange. Practice your body form for my body form. The evidence of that will be the instant availability, as we just demonstrated at that moment, that the distance in the exchange between a moment of comparison with my own light association can show to me instantly a comparison in the stem cell conversion of the healing capacity of my body. Look with me here, that while you perhaps are viewing me, and here, you in this sense are viewing me by the reflection of the disease and loneliness and death of your own faculty of mind, I am offering you an instant availability of an appearance of the capacity to utilize the energy that's contained within the molecular association of your body form to demonstrate a new generation capacity in the reformulation of my cells. We're having a great deal of joy, aren't we? Suddenly, in all of the laboratories around the country, they are beginning to look at massive ideas of conversion, of letting, for example, in the idea of the heart. And they are using cellular ideas, and the heart, using the heart cell, is suddenly beginning to exercise its own derivative identity. Can you hear this? Without the need to nature it anywhere within the entirety of its own thought process. That's my whole teaching. I can demonstrate to you that the cellular responses, let's use my heart for a moment, in its innate capacity of memory, we'll use mind, the mind of love, and my heart love for you, I will be mindful of the joy and happiness that I'm experiencing in my heart for you, which now has a capacity to regenerate itself in the idea that now let's use my old body. Everybody wants me to use my 80-year-old body. Yet look with me. In the division of my cellular idea of the thought, okay, of the singular cell possibility, embryotically, without the need to demonstrate it, since obviously the embryo of me is already contained within my mind. Look with me. We call this the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can you hear? You want to practice for a moment a great Christian tradition? Say to me, I believe I'm being born again. Say it.
I believe I'm being born again.
That sounds very familiar to me in the demonstration of Jesus, when suddenly the joy that I feel in the application of you, the heart cells that had become aged by the maturity of their need to pump over this period of the last 80 years, are suddenly regenerated by thoughts about my heart. I love to teach. Are you hearing me at all? Good. I'm going to do it. Here, the reason that many of you now are experiencing joy in a particular sense has nothing whatsoever to do with the idea that your heart cells were getting old and you're taking medication and you're going to retain the certainty that you eventually within your DNA are going to use up all of your heart cells. You listen to me. I am mindful of the power that you have in your mind based on the singularity of the power of the universe without regard to dark energy reflections that are holding you in the DNA process of multiple replication of your body. That if you'll allow me, in your homo illumina possibility of light from homo sapien, which retained and used within his cellular advantage the burning up of his capacity in the dimness of light that did not allow him to see the bright reflection of his mind that you and I have agreed to enter. Will you look with me? How does this idea sound to you? Is this a good idea? Answer me.
Yes.
In other words, if you expect me to appear, you might as well look at me for a minute. If you want me to appear in a cellular demonstration of the capacity to offer you a new heart cell identity, I would prefer that you do not ask me now to undergo tests within this 80-year-old body to determine whether I am functioning better than other cellular body association. You listen to me? As though I have any concern at all about the capacity within the cellular adventure. Once more, it's all about stem cells. My cellular adventure with you, stemming from the capacity to rejuvenate my body, are not in regard to how you appear in your body form at all, but rather in the joyous certainty that the mindfulness of me in the memory that you and I share together in the advantage that we have in this appearance of what seems to be this little body form with a whole universe out there we recognized each other. Shall we look at what? My body formulation is a reflection of the manner in which I maintain ideas concerning conflict that are in my cellular division, wherein I operate and use up the energy of a procedure of specialization, look with me, rather than letting a single power that cannot not be contained within the idea of my body form to regenerate myself. The title, with the privilege that I have for performing this, were performed in the nature of a great adventure that has occurred within the last 70 or 80 years, and we use the term in the idea of the regeneration of the cellular demonstration as a practice performed so beautifully by, perhaps you've heard, in the tradition of Sri Aurobindo. The demonstration, many of you know, will look up onto your board to determine who Sri Aurobindo is. My particular definition or necessity to you, rather than being concerned about Sri Aurobindo, which simply means Mr. Aurobindo, is going to be about, shall I tell you what it's about? Say to me, Mother Aurobindo.
Mother Aurobindo.
Can you imagine that? Let's say that you could trust me for just a moment that I spent some time with Mother Aurobindo, since all Mother Aurobindo could be in the physicalness of her body, in what you call a chromosomal evidence of DNA, containing what we used to call XX chromes rather than XY. I may get into this. This is part of a new experiment going on with the certainty that the muscular demonstration of the correspondence of my cell virtually always begin with the idea of XX chromosome. The reason that that is true is the activity of the conversion of my mind could not possibly appear without a continuing cellular division of the embryotic idea of the originality of me, which was obviously earthly in the formulation of a location in space-time in which a demonstration of the activity of the conversion would occur. Obviously, earthly, there is no need for God, can you see that, and a father without a mama. As disturbing as that might be to you, if you'd like to have me read it to you in the evidence of my Savior, Jesus Christ, without the necessity to express it as a virgin, I'd be happy to do it. Because the idea of the conversion of the heartfelt necessity of me to be a mother would be the activity of the birth, wouldn't it? The idea of the birth of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who dearly loves his mother, as I dearly love you. And I hope you will dearly love Mother Aurobindo. I didn't mean to digress that much. It was a lovely little book that just came out from one who you may perhaps be familiar with, and I'm going to hold it up. It's called Petals of Grace. I rarely do this, I just feel like it. That is, Sai Ma, who is a dear friend of mine in the Association of Our Love, has a brand new book. Whatever you do, go out and get it today. Because you can take the idea of Mother Aurobindo in the association of the conversion of your stem cell determination and make a good application. I just looked at this book. Isn't that lovely? It talks about the petals of grace and the, look at this. Marianne Williamson, what a beautiful idea within the mind of that person in the sharing of the necessity for the conversion contained within our Course in Miracles. That's okay. What I wanted you to see with me is my concern is not about the vernacular of the idea of the activity where you want to compare with me the idea of Mother Aurobindo, okay, with the idea of your capacity as directed physically by the conversion of you in the application of the singularity of the space that we occupy are what the requirement for the association of space and time is. Obviously, if it's only time, there's no need for a mother. Thank you for that. Yet just as obviously, if the love that I'm feeling for you, being now justified by the great joy we're having as an association of a mother, in the love that I'm feeling now for you, in your individual capacity to represent the mother that we all are within our identity, it'll be very joyful for me. There was a promise that I gave to Sri Aurobindo that I would read to you the most beautiful demonstration of the work and art of capacity to represent the energy association called the call to the quest that's demonstrated by Sri Aurobindo. And I'd like to read it to you. Will you let me do that now in the remaining cycle that's left in this first idea that it's possible for you and I to enjoin in a script of a direct story about the human's condition with itself that have previously demonstrated the journey on which we have searched in vain for the solution that has suddenly become apparent to us in the whole idea that's surrounding us in our so-called space identity could only be the extension of the love of the light that I'm feeling for you right now. But it's a great adventure, and it's a great story. And particularly, it's about the return of my Savior, Jesus, who is now making himself evident in the reappearance of his physical body, where the journey that you have perpetrated in your idea of the schism of light separation has been redirected in the quest of the end of our idea of space-time that occurred just for that moment and is over and gone. Will you listen? Listen. Let's look at this call to the quest. O force-compelled, fate-driven, earth-born race, O petty adventures in an infinite world and prisoners of a dwarf humanity, how long will you tread the circling tracks of mind around your little self and petty things, but not for a changeless littleness where you've meant, not for a vain repetition where you've been. Out of the immortal substance you were made. Listen, your actions can be swift, revealing steps. Your life a changeful mold for growing gods. A seer, a strong creator is within. The immaculate grandeur broods upon your days. Almighty powers are shut in nature's cells. A greater destiny waits for you in the front. This transient earthly being, if he wills, can fit his actions to a transcendent scheme. He, who now stares at the world with ignorant eyes, hardly from inconscient night aroused, that looks at images and not at truth, can fill these orbs with an immortal sight. Yet, shall the Godhead grow within your hearts? You shall awake into the Spirit's air and feel the breaking walls of mortal mind and hear the message what left life's heart dumb and look through nature with sun-gazing lids and blow your conch shells at the eternal gate. Authors of Earth's high change, to you it is given to crush the dangerous spaces of the soul and touch the mighty mother stark awake and meet the omnipotent in this house of flesh and make of life the million-bodied one. The earth you tread is a border screen from heaven. The life you lead conceals the light that you are. notion of the discovery of the quest that we have undertaken within our own mind's identity, we offer to each other, thank you for that, the script of stories about ourselves that are in the containment of ideas that we have, that are concerning the results that we want. Here we go in the hologram again, just for a moment. Remember the idea that the cellular definition of yourself in the conversion of the ideas of the activity of your mind are actually not based on the time it takes for you to recognize the universal reality of what you are, but rather in the simple idea that the space in which you are occupying is being regenerated each moment in the conversion of what appears to be your location. Listen with me, just before this little interlude, listen to what this says. Listen about this promise. An exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened in the conversion of your cellular identity. You listen with me. Time, this time right now, lasted but an instant in your mind, just that time, with no effect upon eternity. Look with me. And so is all time past, isn't it? And everything exactly as it was before the way to the nothingness in space-time was made. That tiny tick, that tiny moment in which the first mistake in space-time was made, and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one. Listen, and all of them that came within the first. Here it is. And in that tiny moment of the conversion of the energy of the recellular generation of yourself, time was done. For that was all it ever was. What God, what the universal creator gave answer to, is answered and is gone. And each moment, within the activity of the conversion of your cellular idea about yourself, as you just demonstrated to me in that converging nature of your own individual location in space-time, we are making application of the instant availability of the cellular idea. We're using this, I'm going to use it, of this 80-year-old birthright of ideas of body occupation to demonstrate to you that I have absolutely no concern about what appears to be your body form by my certainty, first, of the regenerative capacity based on the power of your mind to decide the outcome you want. And I'm very certain of this as we end this first idea of the activity of the reappearance of the regeneration of the cells contained in Mother Aurobindo, that you would much rather perform an act of self-recognition in the gratification that you're not actually trapped in that idea of body form, but can utilize the converting nature of the cellular advantage. Look with me, we're going to come back. And in that final 27 or 28 minutes, we will expect you to participate actively in the cellular regeneration that is being performed. Remember, we've been showing you how it's possible to utilize the power of your mind in that regeneration, and that you can demonstrate it by the need to have it in ideas that I have about you, and the joy that I'm experienced with the capacity that you and I, in the mindfulness of us, can actually accumulate evidence of the memory that I have about you in my appearance here within the space-time location, with no concern about where you appear to be out in the world, but with direct evidence that as you came into this continuum of space-time, you brought this light circumstance with you, and that the light that you are regenerating by ideas about ourselves are offering the love that I feel for you in a healing capacity of my mind, where just for that moment, that love is being recognized in our individual mind with the certainty that our individual mind are the totality of what we are as we escape the bondage of the idea that we were in space-time, that we were in space-time and we're trapped. I'm going to leave you now. There's a cycle that's going to occur, if you'll trust me with this, in the hologram of energy that's going to take this last 1,000 years and bring it down. And when I come back, you're going to notice how much different you have changed in this light, that 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 you have changed in this
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize that I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris.
There is a power within that knows beyond our knowledge. We are greater than our thoughts. And sometimes Earth unveils that vision here. To live, to love are signs of infinite things. Love is the glory from eternity's spheres, abased, disfigured, mocked by baser mites and ideas that steal his name and shape and ecstasy. Yet he is still the Godhead by which all can change. A mystery wakes in our inconscient stuff. A mystery waits us. And the idea of the intense happiness I'm feeling from the ideas that in our consciousness identity of the particulars our whole self, we are very much aware that we are operating on a fundamental principle. Practice with me. Say self-identity.
Self-identity.
No matter how much we may proceed to identify ourselves as the species of man, we are very much aware in the continuing activity of the hologram of light by which we identify ourselves would be a demonstration of your own capacity to experience what? A regeneration. Remember how we enjoyed the idea that the activity that I'm sharing with you now as the capacity to regenerate, look with me, even unto the resurrection of the entirety of my body formulation, which is the teaching, obviously, of my Savior Jesus, who is now, through your own individual decision, beginning to reappear in the fabric of time, we call this quantum, or the idea of the possibility of instant communication. So much, I wish I had time, available to you. For example, in the idea, this is 4 minutes, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle of the regeneration of the collapse of association and energy form, which indicate to me, this is quantum now, that no matter what evidence I employ in order to determine an outcome based on the speed of light from past and future association, when I observe it out there, say to me, it's not there.
It's not there.
That's the uncertainty principle in a basic sense that you can understand if you choose to. The reason it's not there is because you're gone. And at the speed of light, any evidence of you will offer you, this begins with E equals MC squared. That is, I'm not denying you the idea of the speed of light. What I'm trying to demonstrate to you, see if you can hear this, that the vehicle of space-time that will represent your journeying out to the stars can be just as well contained within the vehicle that represents your distance individually as we journey to the stars, as your need to make all of the application of that energy as you approach the speed of light, to spend another 10,000 years in a vehicle that when you finally arrive at the location in which you intend to go, you're going to listen to this, will still only be the location in which you intended to go. Thank you for that. What you're seeing with me in the idea of conversion is the certainty that your mind, in a replication of itself, through a new idea that I'm offering you, it's an idea of your innate capacity to escape from the space in which you find yourself. These last 8 hours that I did in regard to you're in the wrong place are the evidence that I'm offering you in the idea of quantum. Because in the idea of quantum, if you're in the wrong place, and I assure you, you are in the misplacement of your body form, no matter how far you journey out into the universe, you're still going to be in the wrong place. Look with me. And you're going to end up right back in this cycle. Now, let's do some moments of energy conversion. The cellular advantage that I offer you in the increase in frequency of what we term the speed of light have in effect no realization of the necessity for you at all, except that you in your space-time identity have located a reflected correspondence of yourself where you actually believe that another body form who is also in his own regeneration can represent to you more or less than you want to see about yourself in this new heart that you now feel, in sharing the idea, look with me, I'm going to heal you if you want me to, the idea of the power of mind that I am exercising with you in the cellular conversion of your body identity is precisely and exactly the same power that you, right there, can you see that? Yeah, right there. Oh, really? You're in that body form and it looks to you like it's going to regenerate into a mass of laying down the body formulation of you, and all of the cells of your body are going to deteriorate. You listen to me. Listen to me. This is called healing the sick and raising the dead. I'm going to let this hang out. I can show you in this moment of reflection. This is all of Christianity. This is everything I'm trying to direct the idea of the teaching of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of them around who suddenly are making application of the whole spirit, experience of the tachyon field of energy. We call it the Holy Spirit. In its regenerative capacity of your cellular identity with no ideas. These are called miracles. Okay? This is the teaching of Jesus. He suddenly is able to perform dramatic evidence of the physical regeneration of the body. The advantage to doing that without regard to what the body demonstration appears to be are what I am offering you now. Stories about this that Mother Aurobindo and I shared and are sharing now. When she attempts to give dramatic evidence in the ashram, she used to study the ideas of the conversion of her mind. It'll be fun for you to look at the message that Mother Aurobindo, who began her procedure when she was 80 years old. Thank you. Much as I'm attempting to demonstrate to you the last 15 years of Mother Aurobindo. Are you listening to this? Are you, Simon? In this quest, in this pearls of bread, I want you to share with me the joy that Mother Aurobindo, between the time she was 80 and 95, in that 15-year interval, was showing you the beauty and grace. This is going back into a little idea of friend, in the idea of how she was appearing in her mind. Much as I'm showing you my indifference to you, as beautiful as you may appear to be, with my certainty that the action of the regeneration of our body form are occurring simultaneously in the love of the power for each other without any regard whatsoever to the location in which you have found yourself that have made you deteriorate into this 80-year-old Mother Aurobindo. May I read just a little bit to you? This is going to be about the mind stems of the body that will demonstrate as well as anything what is occurring in the other videos we read about the action of Wisconsin, the action of Stanford, the action of Scotland, the action of the possibility of the hologram of light that I'm going to utilize in the regeneration of the cells of the body with Mother Aurobindo. Listen. It's almost like a new mind being formed. And the body is learning its lesson. All bodies. And it is not only that some 20th century or 35 million century cells old in body are surreptitiously uprooting the old habits of the world and infiltrating something so new that we do not even see or understand it except through the disruption it creates. It is going to be a new perception of the earth, which is shattering our materialism and our spiritualism both, and bringing out some things very strange. Perhaps the true earthly perception without this side and that side, or this life and that death. Something Mother calls overlife. I love that. And which we will try to describe. Here's a description from Mother. Yesterday, I felt so strongly that all our constructions, all our habits, all our ways of seeing and reacting to things, all that was completely collapsing. I felt as if I was suspended in something totally different, something I don't know. And really, the feeling that everything we had lives, everything we have known, everything we have done is a perfect illusion of the light. So you see, man have had the spiritual realization that material life is an illusion. Some people find it painful, some find it dangerous and lonely, but I found it so marvelously beautiful and joyous that it was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. But here, it's the whole spiritual construction of the body. One has lived with which becomes the complete conversion of his body form, and not the same kind of illusion, a far more serious and joyous situation. And I'm not exactly a little baby about this. I have been doing what you call yoga consciousness conversion for a very long time, as a matter of fact, at least 70 years. You listen, it's a new mind. The way of perceiving time and space is becoming very different. It's changing completely. Where sight is concerned, for instance, I see more clearly with my eyes closed than with my eyes open. And yet it is the same vision. It's physical vision, purely physical, but a kind of physical that seems much fuller, much more new, much more evidence in the idea of what I'm trying to describe to you. Much more evident in the idea of the joy that you and I are beginning to express. Let's use it this way. In the reappearance of a new cellular idea about yourself, you are beginning to recognize, and this is her beautiful description of it, the actual physical experience of a moment of bewilderment, in which where you previously found your body formulation, just for that moment, you lose the necessity to retain the DNA structure of your mind. Can you see? I love to teach. You understand this. I'm teaching from the illumination of my presentation to you. In my certainty, I'm just sharing this with Mother, of your individual illumination of body form. Or what reason would we have to be formulating this with each other? What reason could I possibly, in the cellular idea of the reconstruction and the healing of your body form through the utilization of a power that offers a continuing perfection of the DNA of my body without concern about the repetition of the nature of the DNA, which will use within itself the memories that it has concerning, let's use a demonstration of my arm here. Shall I do that for a moment? The arm identity of me in the cellular identity of DNA replicates itself in the limitation it experiences of being this arm or this cell or the muscles within the demonstration of me. Yet available to me, as you know very well, and incidentally have been demonstrated by you much more than you're willing to admit, are the power of mind, through practice, say to me, outcome.
Outcome.
The power to decide the outcome that you want about yourself in the conversion of the stem cells of the idea that you have about yourself with no actual regard except in the memory that is contained in you inherently in the idea of the regeneration of your body cells. That is, I'm going to be talking to you, the distance between your DNA. There was. Now, what happened? The healing that occurred with you, and I'm going to teach this as an idea of, let's use the idea, rheumatoid arthritis that I suffered from, as many of you do, a condition of the degeneration of our body, where the application perhaps of the white cell content overproduces in its need to protect itself from the illusionary nature of the body form, and now we need to medicate ourselves to help that body association. Listen to me. The demonstration of your capacity to utilize the conversion of the activity of the body form of your location in the density of space are what I'm offering you. There it was. Never mind examining it. Let it become whole in a moment of the joy. Say to me, possibility.
Possibility.
Thank you. See, the idea of the containment of yourself in that body form, I'm using the 80-year-old guy, that if I let you hold me in the bondage of your thoughts about the exchange of the memories that you and I are having, they will end up as the same exchanges of memory of identity that we had 1,000 years ago, or 2,000. Or 10,000, or approximately, the way it looks, about 60,000 years of collapse and reconstruction of the idea of the body form without the necessity or capacity to utilize, as Mother Aurobindo, as our Savior Jesus expresses it so beautifully, that I will take the motherhood of you in the idea of the necessity of the reproduction of yourself within the idea of the cellular body form, which you call the embryonic association, and offer you my certainty that as it matures, as it grows, as your body reformulates with all the memories and joys and happiness that we found with each other, my concern about all the spiritualness that I am going to find out in the universe after I somehow can deal with the conflict of my body mean absolutely nothing. The perfection of me in the conversion of the light form for which I am offering you, remember I demonstrated my new heart, are only the entire reappearance of you, of an idea that you have about yourself that is not trapped in this body form of space-time. Look with me. I seem to be trapped in here. I'm getting back a reflection of an idea that I have about myself that causes me to believe in this cycle of 129 years that I'm now representing to you. I still am eventually going to deteriorate within the idea that I have a specific location in space-time. Come on now, there's a whole universe out there. Here's the problem, obviously, you have. Each time you use your conceptual identity to determine who you are within your DNA, you are calling someone in this location, an aggregation contained within a single moment of space-time. Now we're going to use mother. The advantage you have with the utilization of mother is very simply, mother will be the entirety of the circular idea of the passage of time in the duplicity of separate relationships within our DNA. I'd love to read you a little bit about the chromosomal ideas of what we call the XY chromosome, which represents the male formulation of you, and the double X idea, that the cellular relationship of yourself can be activated immediately. There's a lovely article. I wish I could find it. I'd take 3 minutes to read it to you. Some lovely lady in Minnesota who has suddenly discovered that the stem cells of the application of her that are within her body formulation and marrow of her body formulation appear to be generating within her body form, much like the whole idea that you're fearful of using somehow the idea of your embryonic, which is nonsense. The idea of the stem cells of any body form that you have will contain perfectly the solution. I'm gonna see if I can find it. It'll take about 2 minutes, then the cycle's gonna be over. Listen. At least two candidates have already emerged. Catherine Verfele, a blood disease specialist at the University of Minnesota, has discovered a strange new kind of bone marrow cell that seems able to do many and perhaps even all the same things that human embryonic stem cells can do. Researchers at Tufts University announced in February that they had found some similar cells. Now, some scientists have expressed doubts that either kind of cell will prove as useful as embryonic ones. We're very indifferent to that, because the discoveries have given birth to new hopes that scientists may yet find the perfect adult stem cell hiding in plain sight. Say to me, hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight.
Listen, maybe Selden himself will discover them. The stem cells he got in his cord blood transplant did the trick, it turns out, and they took root in his marrow faster than anyone thought it could. Everyone's saying, oh my God, you're doing so well in this new conversion. That makes Selden part of the world's first generation of regenerated people. A seamless blend of old and new, and oddly enough, of male and female. His stem cells, remember, came from a girl, and they've been diligently churning out blood cells with two X chromosomes ever since. It's a detail that will not affect his sexual development, which is under the control of his hormones, not his blood. But it's a quirk that could save him his mother's joke. If he ever commits a crime or leaves a bit of blood behind, the DNA result could be unambiguously that he's looking more like a beautiful female than a beautiful man, and in that idea of yourself, thank you for putting up with that. I'm offering you my certainty than the hormonal evidence of you. I'm obviously not concerned about your gender, but only about the joy I'm experienced and have experienced in your allowance for me to stimulate within you, and that's a good idea, the idea that the work that you are now performing in the stem cell research and the activity of our conversion are going to demonstrate to you that the new location that you found with me, and now we're really performing it, will always go with you wherever you go. And that the light of the happiness I'm feeling in the idea of my recognition of you as a many-splendored idea of the power by which we are demonstrating the healing of our love together in the truest science idea of the love that we share in this instant of conversion in which this world will disappear and we'll be back home together, are with us now in this advent in the hologram of the idea that this little place in which we were confined and had been restricted is gone. And we're expanding out into the universe. Into the universe. Suddenly I'm well. Suddenly I'm whole. How? Because of you. Your process of love for me has healed me in our relationship. And we'll be together now until this little place disappears into nothing. Is God is going with us wherever we go. And as the Master Teacher has reminded us for almost 2,000 years, God bless.